From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's not often a bill gets written and passed in a single day. Leave it to the ire inspired by telemarketers to prompt that to happen. Congress sprang into action today in defense of a national Do Not Call list that was slated to take effect next week. The House and the Senate overwhelmingly approved a bill aimed at rolling back a decision by a federal judge Tuesday. He ruled the Federal Trade Commission did not have authority to prevent telemarketers from calling the more than 50 million phone numbers on the list. And late today, a second federal judge blocked the Do Not Call list on grounds of free speech. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The quickly drafted bill rushed to the House floor today by Billy Tozan, the Republican chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee, won swift approval by an overwhelming 412-8. Tozan reveled in the result.
This Congress has often been called a slow and cumbersome beast, but I think you can see how fast this Congress is prepared to move when 50 million Americans are angry.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, for his part, called the bill's passage a congressional land speed record.
This legislation got to the House floor faster than a consumer can hang up on a telemarketer at dinner time.
Congress earlier this year approved the Do Not Call list, but it did not spell out specific authority for the FTC to administer it, which is why the registry was blocked by U.S. District Judge Lee West. Michigan Democrat John Dingell said the bill the House approved today should leave no doubt that the FTC does have the power.
It unequivocally states that FTC is authorized to create and to enforce a national Do Not Call registry. And it officially ratifies the existing list.
The same bill later passed unanimously in the Senate. It's now headed for President Bush's desk, where he's expected to sign it into law. But Judge West would still have to lift his blocking order for the registry to take effect as planned next Wednesday. He refused a request to do so today. If legal roadblocks are reversed, telemarketers could face fines of up to $11,000 for calling numbers on that list. Bill sponsor Billy Tozan.
I'm not saying telemarketers are bad people. There are many good telemarketing firms. And for folks who want to receive these calls and take advantage of them, they'll have this right under the bill. But it's just going to end the ones we don't want.
Tozan did not mention that calls that will still be permitted include campaign pitches for politicians and polling surveys. The second federal judge's ruling today argues that such a policy discriminates against commercial speech. Nobody spoke in defense of telemarketers during the hour-long House debate, but Washington Democrat Jay Inslee anticipated there would be First Amendment challenges to the Do Not Call list by those who feel their free speech rights are being violated.
And what we're saying today is Americans have the right not to listen to these telemarketing calls. And this is in the finest tradition of the Constitution, which said we the people, in order to assure the common defense and assure domestic tranquility. You're standing up and we're standing up for domestic tranquility today.
And as New York Democrat Elliot Engel noted, the House also stood up for an issue that arouses equal amounts of indignation from lawmakers of both parties.
I really want to thank the judge. We ought to have more court rulings like this because I've never seen one that brings this Congress closer together the whole year. This has often been a contentious Congress, clashes on issues, but here everyone agrees, so I want to thank the judge for making us all love each other.
Lawmakers said they expected the bill would soon be enacted and the Do Not Call list would be the law of the land October 1st. As one member put it, 50 million people can't be wrong. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.